4GC's Cam for Breakfast.
Good morning, you're with Cameron here on 4GC. We do play the best songs of all time. Now, one charity that's done a lot of great work for our veterans right across Australia is Legacy. And to help raise funds for this very worthy charity is Neil and Roz from Scooterville. They're riding motorbikes all the way from Ipswich up to Townsville, and they've made it to Charters Towers. They've got a very special event coming up at the Civic Club tonight at 6 o'clock. Neil and Roz, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks, Cam.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Cam. Thank you for having us back.
No problems at all. It was a huge event last year. I know I was up at the Civic Club helping you guys celebrate. How's this year's race been going?
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. We've had a fair bit of extra support, which is good. We've got a couple of extra donors on board. So we've got Orica and King Consulting. We've had Merv Hughes come with us, which was great. Wow. He was with us for 5 days. So that really helped out with our charity raising. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you a lot of interesting stories about his cricket career, Ron?
He did, yes. It was. He's a very funny man.
He's quite a character.
Sounds like a bit of a larrikin. And the end point is Townsville, which you're heading to this weekend. And not only that, you've got a special event tonight at the Civic Club at 6 o'clock. Is that for some last-minute fundraising?
Yeah, last-minute fundraising. We have a few gifts to raffle off or to auction. We have Merv Hughes assigned a couple of cricket bats so they're ready to go. So we have a few things left over. And we also have one of our guys is Elvis. He's pretty good at singing Elvis songs, so he's probably going to get up on stage and sing some Elvis songs. And a couple of guys with ukuleles, so we have a pretty good time along the way. So hopefully they'll be able to play tomorrow night.
And how's the motorcycle riding been so far? Has there been many breakdowns or many interesting accidents or mishaps on the road? Or
I think we've been pretty good this year.
No kangaroo hitting this year, which has been good. All the bikes have been very reliable, so a little 110cc bikes and one 200cc bike that can carry pillions. So, so they've been quite reliable, actually.
So what's the bikes you've been using this year? Are they still the 125 Hondas or the...
110cc step-through Hondas, and we have a couple of Suzukis in there as well, and a Kymco. The big bike is a Kymco 200.
And they're actually all scooters this year.
Oh, nice.
Rather than bikes.
A Scooterville.
Yes, it is a Scooterville this year.
And what's going to happen once you reach Townsville? Is there going to be a massive farewell dinner or something to do with the legacy that you're raising money for?
So we do have a dinner organised, and the Army are putting us up at the barracks there. So we have a dinner at the officers' mess. We'll also catch up at the RSL club. So Trev organised a bunch of different events. So RSL clubs have been supporting us along the way. So we'll be at the RSL club in Townsville as well. Hopefully we've sold off all of our memorabilia by then. So we would be pretty close to completing our fundraising.
Oh, that sounds very good indeed. And are there any plans in the works for a Scooterville next year?
Definitely. We're going to have two next year.
Oh, okay.
There'll be one in New South Wales and one in Queensland.
Okay.
Yet to be organised.
Are they down in New South Wales looking at what's been done up here and thought this is a viable option for us in New South Wales to do?
Well, it's part of actually one of the guys that came along with us to Scooterville, and he's been sussing out a route down there.
Okay. Yeah, I used to live in Moree, so that whole area around New England, that's a really nice area to go motorcycling in, so I'm sure it'll be a very good event down there.
Yeah, I've seen the proposed route, and we actually rode part of the proposed route a little while ago on our real bikes, so that was actually pretty good. But Moree's one of the things they've been mentioning, of going to one of the places they've mentioned to go to, so that'll be good.
Cool. And if anyone's interested in coming down to the Civic Club tonight, what can people expect?
Expect a bit of Elvis singing.
Yeah.
I'd be able to come and see all the Scooterville participants, talk to all us crazy people who've been riding bikes around 2,531 kilometres.
All right.
And be able to have an opportunity to buy some Merv Hughes memorabilia or some other donated gifts that we've received that we can sell off to raise the funds for Legacy.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Neil and Roz, and let's hope it's a huge success.
Thank you, Cam.
Thank you so much, Cam.
Follow us on Facebook, call on 4787 8787 and listen live on your radio. This is Cam for Breakfast on 4GC.